Some call it tunnel too, didn't it?
I call them seed.
You call them seed and a peach or cherry or whatever. You can make one the same as another. Some people call them pits and some seed and others.
If you put them in the deck, they come up and make more.
And then peaches are different kinds. Some of them that won't come loose from the seeds, you call them.
Stone.
And the ones that do come loose, you call them a.
Clean, them is of.
Freestone.
Thank you, I mean, they are.
The ones that you can just pop open.
Clear seeds.
Yeah, I knew that's exactly what I knew, didn't I, what you were going to say? I just knew you were saying freestone. I've heard that, but we always said clear seed, and I knew that's what you were thinking of. Freestone or clear seed.
Apricot too, little apricot, my granddaddy.
They grew apricots in this part too, really? I didn't know what an apricot was till I was grown and I've heard of one, did you? It grew apricots too?
Yeah, I've done it on old cop's place up there.
Slick peaches.
Slick peaches.
But that was just.
Well, they just didn't grow. I grew up in Upson County down from Thompson. And they just wouldn't come when.
Now, I'll tell you what they used to use, they had, they tended just like they did anything else in the garden. Raspberries.
Y'all grew raspberries? Now, see that one growing around? And I grew up in the country on a farm, and that just wasn't something we grew.
Well, we had them, and they'd be that long.
Grandpa had them too.
What about the inside of an apple that you throw away and don't eat?
Core.
What do you, cut up apples and dry them?
Dried apples. You ever see a quince?
Yes, ma'am, I know what a quince is. What'd you make with those dried apples?
I made pies.
Apples, little fried turnip pie.
Fried turnips.
What about the kind of nuts that grow under the ground that you pull up and roast?
Goobers. Ground peas, some people call them.
Ground peas, well, and you know, that's one, look, that they've got three lines of different words for goobers. Grubbies, I never heard. A lot of these are terms that other parts of the country use. It's really interesting to see. And they call them ground almonds. I've never done that. What are some other kind of nuts that were common that people have around the house besides? I never heard of shoes. What a shoe is.
It looks like nut grass growing. And it's real good. Some people planted big fields of them. They didn't do it right here, though, but down south, Georgia.
Well, now, you pull that yellow hull off just like you did an onion.
That's a
shoe
for?
To eat it.
I never heard of
it.
What about the trees, though, that had nuts?
Well, it was a. You've seen Johnson grass, haven't
you? Yes, ma'am.
Well, they kind of grew like that.
What she told me about.
Yeah, now besides ground nuts, there was other nuts that
were kind of a hickory nut.
People had
too. I heard Grandma talk about.
Well,
I guess the most.
They didn't have none like that here.
Yeah.
They could eat like instead of pecan.
Yeah, the most common kind of nuts
we had. I got a big hickory nut tree down there on the end of this place.
Yeah, there are a lot of hickory trees back through the back.
And, you know, them squirrels has one good time when they get ready for them. But now, they was, chestnuts.
Yeah, chestnuts. What about the kind that were about this big and when you pulled it?
Pomegranate.
Yeah, but when you pull the shells off before they dry, they make your hands black.
Yeah.
That was
black walnuts. You got some here.
I got some of the trees here, black walnuts. And you dry them, and then you crack them when they get dry. You can eat them any way you want.
But you got to wait till they dry and keep that on your hands.
And so I always try to make me a walnut cake every Christmas.
You have a walnut tree and a hickory tree on this place, both.
Yeah, I
what other kind of nuts did you used to have out in the country on trees?
Did y'all have any chinky pins?
We had some down in the woods.
There were chinky pins. There used to be some on the way to Fort Boys School, but the cold killed them.
So,
I understand it.